Listen, I'm very much excited about this. Our East Coast breakfast Christmas cookies are almost ready to go. Delicious. And thank you for all your help. You've helped us with our flavors. I will be presenting your crumble. By the way, you know what a crumble cookie is? It's a slightly bigger cookie and it breaks. It's like nice and soft and it has fillings and stuff. I've got this strawberry cheesecake with popping candle. It's candy.
Sure.
It's no candles. Candle. There's no wax on my
dish. No wax.
Yes, okay, waxy.
No. We're not waxing. No. So it's a strawberry cheesecake, a popping candy, crumble, cookie. Carmen, what you got?
Well, yours is obviously complicated and highbrow, like your personality. Mine's just a chocolate caramello bear, caramello bear.
Oh, caramello bear. It's kind of, well, it's that's quite fitting for you, Carmen. What you see is what you get.
Yeah, and then I have a mixture of a milk tart with my big arms and muscles. So it's called the Sky's Muscle Milk Tart. Mm. Only people that could get confused with that is the veterans like Darren. Yeah. Like, if you see me, you know I have muscles. So you wouldn't think like sea muscles.
Yeah. But you know, Sky, you would think that, you know, your muscles are so profound when we see you as a human that you wouldn't have to put it in the name of your cookie.
Yeah,
but it's fine.
Yeah, but anyway.
No, but the cookie represents me,
yes,
dog.
Yes, and you are, you know, guys has big muscles. That's what we need to know.
Sounds like guns out.
Also, we were told we needed to do designs, and we did our own horrific designs that everybody thought were shocking, which they were. And then we asked the kids to get involved,
Thank goodness. Yeah, game changer.
Impressive.
Yeah.
My gosh.
So, guys, I have my favorite one here, right? It's from a 9-year-old, Diara. And it's everything I've envisioned. I just couldn't put to paper or design. So I'm not sure about the size of that arm. The arm probably is new
too
to the
small.
Gym.
Oh, okay.
Too small. and probably needs a tan. But the idea is great because it's a bicep or an arm holding a milk tart.
What is it holding?
It's a milk tart, and then there's a dumbbell there. Obviously, it's a 58 kg dumbbell because it's my one. So it's just no. Diara, 9-year-old, you know, you got the assignment. You got the assignment.
I think 10-year-old Cara drew one of mine. It's one of my favorites. So we got a couple, but this is really beautiful. She upgraded my caramello bear.
Oh,
like,
wow.
You have no idea. Merry Christmas. There's a little box there, a present. There's a candy cane. And then the most cute, beautiful Christmas decorated bear. And guess what? The caramello bear even has a heart drawn on it, guys. Mm. Oh, it's the best.
It's very
And yours,
cute.
Darren?
No, I also, Diara did mine as well. There were many strawberry cheesecakes.
Yeah, they were so cute.
But the Diara did mine as well. So, yeah, go and check them out.
No, but what does it look like?
What's yours?
So it's like just the cookie, and then on top of the cookie, it isn't strawberry because Mouse doesn't like strawberry, guys. But it's the picture of a strawberry. It's a strawberry, and then you know the greenery on the top of a strawberry.
Yes,
this looks like a cap,
like
a woolly strawberry cap, or a knitted hat on the strawberry, and I believe that's a cup of cheese, cream cheese in the left hand because it's strawberry. Cheese
so
cake,
clever.
And then the popping candy in the right hand is holding a handful of the popping candy.
And your strawberries are human because it has hands and legs.
Of course,
we
anthropomize what we eat. Aww.
It's I'm looking at it now, Darren. It's nice, but it's a bit plain in the background. Like, it's okay. Commons is definitely the best, and then obviously
the
muscles.
Is the best. So
listen, we I don't want to say we still need your help, but it would be nice to have options.
Yes.
So we need you to help figure out what the cookies should look like. Ask your kids to draw three cookies, one for Darren, myself, Sky, and Carmen, and then send them to 061-792-9495 on WhatsApp. Don't send us a voice note. Send us the design of the actual thing. You can also comment, send a comment on your picture on Facebook. So there's a post there. Go there. There's a Facebook post, and then you can comment down there. And hopefully we can find Darren a better one, and Carmen, yours is the winner, bro. But we do want all three.
Darren's story, man.
Yeah, but, and you don't have to. Okay, the kids don't have to do it like now by the end of the show. They can take the whole day. Take the weekend.
Okay,
we'll let you submit up until Sunday evening. Okay, how about that? Sunday evening. So get the crayons out, get the pencils, get the paints out. Let them really, really get into it. They can do one. They can do all three. But I really want to see your kids artwork on this project. Mm. It's a fun little holiday vibe project, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best. Yeah.
Plus, if your artwork is chosen, kid gets the credit on the packaging.
Of course. Plus, of course.
The winning design gets the first packet of the three crumble cookies.
Oh, you must.
Yeah.
But I've already promised the first batch to Stacey and Jay Spoo.
They get the second batch.
Second batch.
Well, you get a free batch.
Of course.
Of the East Coast Breakfast Christmas cookie, crumble cookies.
Mm.
So that could be yours. This is what the kids had to say.
Honey, I'm 10-year-old Kara Pagu. Thank you for choosing my designs. My inspiration for the crumble cookies were from the awesome drawings by the breakfast team. I added more detail and colors to make them pop. I love the breakfast show and listen to it every day. I have always wanted to be on radio, and I can't wait to taste your delicious flavors.
Hi, my name is Haley. I chose the Christmas tree and candy canes because I enjoy decorating the Christmas tree and eating candy canes, and it is one of my favorite Christmas treats, and I chose the bow instead of a star because I love bows.
Hello, Uncle Dad, I'm Sky and Auntie Carmen. I drew three different shaped cookies because I know when we bake, they don't always come out wrong. I love the colors in the rainbow, so that's why my cookies all look colorful, and I also love fruits. I shaped yours like a star, Auntie Carmen, because you are the only girl on the breakfast show. Uncle Darren and Uncle Sky, your cookies are round with choc chips, marshmallows, and hundreds and thousands because they are easy and does not take a lot of effort to make.
East Coast Breakfast.